This is In the Buff.
In the Buff.
With us.
That's right, with us.
I'm Max Flowers.
I'm Anita Buffum, of course, drag superstar, former JCPenney model, lending my talents here.
Sorry, I should have started with that.
Well, I'm supposed not to host, right? I'm not supposed to host. I'm sorry. This is your podcast. All right, sorry, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, mine.
I know, sorry.
Sure. All right, sorry. Sure. So anyway, we made it to episode 2. Can you believe it?
Thank God. Thank God, honey.
So and today we've got a full episode.
What do we got today?
Oh my God, we've got a lot.
I gotta prepare, so tell me, what am I doing?
Well, obviously we're gonna be making some cocktails.
Yeah.
Advice from you on do's and don'ts with lip liner in our Buff and Beautiful.
Or just do's. Yeah, right.
Just
okay.
Do it. And, you know, hot topics right now. We've got to talk about the Ghostbusters movie coming out.
Oh, so excited.
And there's a lot of new stuff on Netflix. Pee-wee Herman's new movie. The Wachowski brother. I mean, sisters.
Uh-huh. All right.
And
we're even taking a call.
We're taking live callers. This is exciting.
So exciting.
And Zac Efron in a bathing suit. Baywatch. We can't. There's a lot to discuss. So stick with us and we'll get all right to it.
Let's do it.
After this.
It's Anita Buffum. That was my Paula Deen impression, Max. Did you like that?
I liked it.
Well, you know, I've been learning a lot of different, is it called dialectuals?
Dilections?
People from different areas. Yeah.
Dialects,
yeah. By listening to Audible. Because, you know, the authors, usually it's the authors of the book, read the book right to me. Which is so convenient because I used to have Maria, my housemaid, you know, Maria Consuelo Gonzalez Fernanda Muchacha Lopez Thente Garcia Vega Smith, read books to me, which took her away from her other jobs, you know, like cleaning and making me a burrito. And this frees up time for her. And I get to hear the different dialects from the different, you know, gynecological pools of where these authors come from. If you want to be like me and expand your horizons, go on over to Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/buffumbeautiful. That's BUFFEM beautiful. audibletrial.com/buffumbeautiful. Sign yourself up for a free trial membership and a free audio program of your choice. They have over 180,000 programs to choose from. So what are you waiting for? Get the hell over there now. audibletrial.com/buffumbeautiful.
It's a cultural experience.
Isn't this nice, Maxie?
It's gorgeous.
Getting together like this on a nice, beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
We get to be inside while all the poor people play outside. Look at how gorgeous it is. You have such a great view of, well, not great, but you have a little bit of a view of the little teeny steeple top of the Empire State Building over
the
there.
Top of
nice.
It. In shadow. And all the cranes.
Oh, wow.
The cranes are magical.
Lots of cranes.
It's an ever-growing city.
Well, it's part of New York's skyline, you know. When you see the skyline, you know, depending on where you're looking, where you're finding the skyline, you got either the Twin Towers or you don't. And you got these cranes, you know.
The cranes.
Have you been down to the memorial over there?
I've been to the pools, the memorial site, and I've been in the museum. I have yet to go and do the observation deck. And I actually just had an uncle in town who did the whole observation thing and said it was wonderful.
All right.
Apparently, when you're in the elevator, they make it look like it's a glass elevator, but it's TV screens. And as you're in the elevator, you're seeing on the screens what appears to be the island of Manhattan before there was any buildings on it. So,
oh, that's cool.
Like grasslands. And then as the elevator rises, they digitally create all of the buildings slowly rising and all the settlements until you're at the top and it's what it looks like today. And then as you step out of the elevator,
just a disappointment.
They drop the curtain and you're seeing out an actual window.
Wow.
So
that's a production.
Yeah, they put a real lot of thought into it.
See, I don't do stuff like that. I've never been to the Statue of Liberty. I never do any of that touristy sort of stuff.
Well, I only do it when people visit, you know?
And that's the thing. Nobody visits me, Maxie. Nobody. No one visits me.
No, nobody visits me.
What are you going
to come to see your show. I mean, you are a destination.
I am a tourist spot. That's right.
I mean, God knows, I've brought tons of relatives to your shows. I mean, it's like, true. Okay, we did the museums, we did the Statue of Liberty, now we're going to brunch.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. You're going to make us a drink.
So...
What are we making today?
Well, since last week, you were talking about that maple whiskey.
Oh, so good.
I was like, we've got to make a drink out of this.
Please.
So stay tuned. We're going to be making maple Manhattans.
Maple Manhattans.
And Manhattans are one of my favorite drinks. So
I don't know if I've ever even had a Manhattan.
Well, you're gonna now.
On the paper placemat at the diners, but I've never had one. You know, they have all the drinks printed out on the paper.
Well, it's going to be better than that.
All right.
Hopefully.
All right, we'll be right back. Let's do it.
Okay, it is time for a cocktail.
Let's do it. Mixing with Maxie.
Mixing with Maxie. I need theme music for that. Oh. I need like a little mixing with Maxie.
We need to write a theme song.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what you mean. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. That was fun. So what we're going to do is like a variation on a very old classic cocktail. If you've ever had a Manhattan, it dates back, you know, at least 100 years.
Well, when it's Christopher Columbus discovered Manhattan.
He had a drink.
Yeah.
The cocktail is very simple, actually. It's you know, two ingredients, really. So classically, a Manhattan is a bourbon whiskey or a rye whiskey with sweet vermouth.
Are you going to throw up? Or
no, I'm sorry. I was just like, I was in the test kitchen, and now I'm like, you know, revisiting my test drinks.
Repeating.
Yeah. So usually, traditionally, it's a rye, but it's become more popular with a bourbon. The other ingredient is a sweet vermouth. Vermouth is a fortified wine, which is like a wine that's usually mixed with some kind of spirit, like brandy, and often sweetened with like a sugar.
All right.
So traditionally in a Manhattan, you mix the two, stir them together.
And that's it?
And that's really it. You put a cherry in it. So what we're doing is very similar, but we're going to use the Crown Royal maple, because you love it so much.
Maple is one of my freaking most favorite flavors.
Me too. I will put it on anything.
And you know what I'm addicted to?
What?
It's like crack for me.
Tell me.
Is McDonald's McGriddles.
McGriddles!
Listen, if you've never had a McGriddle, don't stay away from them.
They're down a slippery path.
Oh my, I don't know what is in there. So good. It's a sandwich made out of pancakes.
With syrup in the pancake
crystal
already.
Crystal syrup pieces made in I can't get enough of it.
Maple donuts, maple bacon, maple booze.
I love it.
I'll drink it all.
All right, so tell me, what do we do? Let's mix it up.
So what we're going to do, it's a pretty simple ratio to measure with. This is not a drink that you want to shake up, because when you shake the whiskey, It kind of really deadens the flavor of it.
Like a baby.
Like, yeah, you don't want to shake it too hard because you're going to kill it. So I've got a glass here with some ice. Now, if you're making one drink, you want to think of like a 2-to-1 ratio.
Who makes one drink?
Well, I'm saying it's not something that you make a punch out of.
Oh, I understand.
Manhattan, you make a drink. You're making one cocktail.
For yourself. So this isn't the alcoholic's drink.
This is, well, yeah, it is because... It's boozy as hell.
Like your mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mom. So what we've got here, we're going to do 2 shots. Love you. Mean it.
All right.
So over ice, we're going to pour 2 shots of the maple whiskey.
It even smells delicious.
It smells like breakfast.
Do you know that that's the most annoying noise to me in the world?
Pouring liquid?
Oh, my God. Specifically coffee. Does anybody else have this problem?
Are you kidding? That's like the best sound.
I have that disease. You ever see the post about it where, like, you have a problem with sounds? Like, people eating with their mouth open or, like...
I get that.
I have a very hard time not, like, having a knee-jerk reaction to where I punch somebody in the face. It's like I turn into Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It's horrible.
Really?
Oh, it's horrible.
Of liquid being poured into a vessel.
Specifically coffee.
Specifically coffee.
But because I knew you were pouring that, and I knew the microphone was picking it up, it made me want to strangle you.
Okay.
It really is a sickness. There's something wrong with me.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you're ever around me, don't eat with your mouth open.
Good. Well, yeah, I hate that. No, I hate that too.
Yeah, but I never understand people that eat a chip with their lips separated. No. It's the initial bite down on a chip. Do you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but the mouth open.
Like, no, you close your lips, then you bite down. I don't understand what the hell's wrong with you.
I hate it.
Yeah, I can't. It makes me... Oh, I can't. Okay.
So back to annoying sounds. So now to our drink, we're going to add a nice sweet vermouth.
All right.
So, and you're going to want just one portion, so like 1 ounce or one shot of the sweet vermouth.
All right. You bastard. You bastard.
Stop. Did you get that?
Stop it. Oh, my God.
Now, my secret ingredient for this, and it's just a dash. Oftentimes with Manhattans, some people will add like a cocktail bitters, which is like a, you know, an herbal like flavoring. What I'm doing, because the maple is a little sweet, I'm adding just a few drops of a balsamic vinegar.
Oh, wow.
It sounds really weird.
Okay.
But I promise, just a couple drops kills, you know, some of that initial sweetness.
Would you learn this on Rachel Ray or something?
I did it myself.
Oh, all right.
I've been doing this for 10 years. I hopefully know something.
All right.
So now what you're going to do is you're not going to shake it. You're just going to stir it.
All right.
How's that sound for you?
All right.
Are you dealing with that?
Yeah, that one's okay. That one's not as bad. Okay.
Okay. So now we're going to pour this into a nice martini glass. If you don't like the martini glass, pour it over ice. It's equally as good.
All right.
So we're going to pour.
All right. Okay.
There we go. So here we go. Cheers. Maple Manhattan.
Not my favorite.
Really? Well, it's strong for one.
It's very strong.
I mean, this is classic cocktail. But, you know, I love the maple.
I mean, the maple, yeah. Maybe it's because too much alcohol cut in the maple. I don't know.
It's a hefty drink.
See, I had the maple whiskey at your rehearsal dinner with just... What did I have it with? Just Coke or something?
Coke.
It was great.
For a college kid.
You watch your mouth. Before I go grab myself a bottle of Malibu.
I'm doing classic work here.
You're disgusting. What the hell is wrong with you?
Sorry. I drank that drink so quickly.
All right, you can have mine. This isn't my favorite, but that's just my own. My palate is that of a 16-year-old girl's.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a classy drink.
All right. Who drinks this drink?
I do.
No, but I mean in general.
No, man. I mean, Manhattans are very popular. They're up there with people who drink martinis. So, dry martini, an old fashioned. I mean, they're in
old
that.
Old people.
Yeah. Well.
You order one and you sip at it.
Yes,
for 4 hours.
It's a sipping drink for sure.
Oh, see, not me.
No.
No.
You just pour it right down.
All right. Well. Let us know what you think of that drink. Make one for yourself. We want to know what you think. And if you have a drink that you want Maxie to mix, you let us know. We'll be right back with some
Buff 'em Beautiful tips.
Let me get that taste out of my mouth. As a model, you know, I have to take it upon myself to do, you know, for the people. You know, I try to really help where I can. And so...
Charity work.
Yeah, it's along those lines. So, I want to talk today about lip liner and how goddamn important it is. Especially if you want to do really full Kylie Jenner lips. I'm seeing so many girls going outside of their lip line with just lipstick. And usually it's like a shiny, glossy lipstick. Which
just
is like
smearing it on.
It just looks like... For instance, my sister Robbie Turner on Drag Race.
Here we go.
Did you see that on the premiere episode?
How could you miss it?
Did you see how the lipstick looked like it would just might melt right off her face? Well, you know, lip liner is going to help with that. So I want to give you a few tips on a really great nude lip. Now, this is what I do. MAC has a great lip liner called Spice. The color is called Spice.
Oh.
Now, I am of a certain complexion that, you know, a more privileged complexion.
Greek?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? I'm Italian and Irish. And so this Spice color looks like, you know, like a light cinnamon. I know Jesus doesn't want us to have to do this.
I don't know if you guys can hear it.
She's
my cat is really letting it go in the other room.
she's really taking her moment. Meredith is, what's her name? What's the cat's name? Meredith.
Mildred.
Mildred is screaming.
She's screaming.
Maybe she doesn't agree with me. Maybe she doesn't agree.
She doesn't use lip liner.
All right. So I love this color spice because it's kind of like a light cinnamon, you know?
I love cinnamon.
You love cinnamon. You know, cinnamon's a natural aphrodisiac for men.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, there you go. That's why you love it.
Yeah. It's the flavor of my wedding cake.
Let me tell you, that was some consummation.
Mmm.
So you're going to want to outline your lips with this spice color.
Okay.
And I find it's good because it's deeper than my natural skin color. And that's what you want to find. Something like a shade or two darker than your natural lip
color.
Right. So you're going to outline your lips with that. I always like to use a lip brush to go over the liner to kind of smooth it out so it doesn't look like bumps of just crayon and wax and whatever like on your face. And you can fill the lip in with that entire color if you'd like, or you can choose another color, whatever color you're going to use. Now, I use that spice color no matter what color I'm doing my lips. So it could be bright pink, it could be a nude, it could be a deep, dark color. I always over outline my lips with this spice. It just seems to create a more natural looking lip line when I'm going so far outside of the...
Gotcha.
You understand?
So it's like a coloring book. Like you need to...
You go outside the line.
You make the line and then you fill it in.
Correct. And so that lip liner is going to really help the lipstick stay. And I also recommend when you're doing so far outside the lip line to use a matte color. Because a glossy formula or a lip gloss will catch the light. And so if you're glossing your natural lip line, on most people's faces, it's kind of juts out a little, right? It'll catch the light and all you'll see is like a smear of lipstick outside of that and it's just bad.
Oh.
So,
it's the worst.
So find a good lip liner, line your lip with it, fill your lips in with the color, use a brush to smooth it all out, and then apply the lipstick over that, and it'll make you a much happier, much more polished looking gal, if you will.
I got it.
You understand?
I got it.
So that's my tip today. Just something simple, something easy, and that's it. Check out Spice by MAC, and they have a bunch of different shades in that genre of color. You can find which one works for you. And let me know what you think. And if you've got a tip that you've got, I want to hear it. If you've got a question, I want to hear it. Find me on the Instagrammies or on the Facebooks, Anita Buffum. And let me know.
Well, speaking of questions, so I have my best friend Jessica live on the phone.
And she needs some cosmetic help. Yeah, I know.
She really needs some help. Right. So I've got her here. I'm going to put her on speaker for you. All right? Okay, Jess, what's your question?
Anita, I need help with my bronzer. I always just look like too dark. It looks a little fake. Can you help me with like some blending questions?
Well, blending is very important. Like that blending is 3/4 of the amount of time I spend doing my makeup. Because a good blend job will make everything look a lot more natural. The other thing I recommend with blending is what are you using to blend it with? Because I recommend a beauty blender. That, to me, is my favorite. You can get them at Sephora. They're a little costly, but if you take care of them, they last a long time. And they really do help blend out. Now,
what is that, though? Like what?
It's just a sponge that helps...
it's not a type of makeup. It's like
no, it's a tool.
Tool.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Yeah. And I also use contour creams. Powders can be hard because I find they fade away and you might pack on too much because you're like, you feel like you need more. That's the other, another thing you'll need is good lighting too, because you could be inside and if it's not like, if the lighting isn't good and you step outside in the sunlight, you're like, whoa, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah. So make sure your lighting is good and just take some time to blend and explore with like a cream bronzer or a cream contour product. Because those blend very well, and even if you go a little too heavy, you can powder over it. So you can kind of dull it if you feel like you've done too much. And that's what I do, is I contour and bronze with a cream and powder over it. And that way I can bring up the intensity with a contour or bronze or powder, or I can dull the intensity with just a regular like face powder, foundation powder. So those are my tips. Take time to blend, use the proper tools, And you should be all set, Jessica.
Well, there you go.
There you go, Jess. I'm hanging up on you. Bye.
Question answered.
There you go. That's it.
So it's funny, you mentioned different lighting, right?
Oh, yeah. Lighting is very important.
So you just got a new...
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Phone case, right?
Well, it's on its way. I'm so excited because a lot of times, you know, I'm getting ready and, you know, I get half ready at home. And then I travel to the venue and I kind of polish everything up and finish everything up and get into costume there. And a lot of times in the venues, there's not proper lighting, right? So I'll be taking pictures of myself and it's very dimly lit. Or I'll do a live stream to say hi to my fans that can't be there, you know. And I'm sorry, I'm so unprofessional. Sorry.
Those are her fans calling right there.
Those are my fans right now. What was I saying? Oh my God, I'm so unprofessional. Oh yeah, so I found this phone case that lights up. It's like a selfie phone case. It's like the most amazing thing ever. It's called Tylite. Tylite. It was created by Beyoncé's stylist.
Oh my God.
And it's amazing. It has different light settings. I'm so excited to get it. And I've been getting offers on my Instagram to like test products or test different services or things like that. Because, you know, I'm influential like that. And I thought to myself, well, this phone case is kind of expensive. I wonder if I promote them a little bit, if they'll send me one. Because I notice on their Instagrammies, they're giving them away a lot. So I posted about them and I said, you know, check them out. Look how great they look. Oh my God, I want one so bad. You know, lo and behold, wouldn't you know? About 2 weeks later, I get an email with an offer code to get one. And all I had to do was place my offer, use the code, and it's coming to me.
Look at you.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to get it. And I'll do a review of it when it comes. So I'll let you know how it actually is. But... it looks pretty good. I'm excited about it.
I can't wait.
Well, you know, proper lighting is so important. So important. Especially when you're doing your makeup. You know, you want to have proper lighting. You want to have the right tools. And also, you want to make sure that whatever mirror you're looking in, you're like straight on. So you're not looking down at a mirror. You're not looking up at a mirror. You want to look at it like somebody who's looking at you straight on.
Oh, God.
Especially when you're contouring and creating shapes and all that stuff.
I never want to look down at a mirror, ever.
No, but I wouldn't mind if you looked down on me.
I always look down on you.
There you go. There you go. All right, we got some hot topics for you, don't you?
Yes, we do.
What am I saying? I don't even know.
Right after this break.
We'll be right back. I know you guys love the podcast, and of course, you can support us by going to audibletrial.com/buffandbeautiful, but you can also support us by buying some merch. That's right, I've got my own line of t-shirts, bags, and accessories right on my website. All you have to do is go to anitabuffam.com and click the shop button. I've designed my own t-shirt line that you're going to love. I gotta thank the people over at Drag Queen Merch that have asked me to be a part of their team over there and are supplying and producing my fashion line. I love it. One of my favorite t-shirts is the Contortionist t-shirt. Speaking of Buff and Beautiful and makeup, it's a makeup face. Like artists will sometimes design makeup on a cartoon face.
A digital face.
Yeah, that kind of thing, right. And I did one up of myself, inspired by makeup that I do and the contouring that I do, and I slapped that right on a t-shirt.
Oh, that's supposed to be you?
Not quite me, but... You know, I use the techniques I use, you know. Yeah. So go on over to anitabuffam.com and order your merchandise now.
Okay, so have you seen the Ghostbusters trailer?
You know, I'm so excited about all these movies coming out. There's a lot of great things coming out in Ghostbusters. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited.
You know, I wasn't a huge Ghostbusters fan growing up.
Me neither.
Okay, who didn't see the movies, of course.
They were
great. But I love the cast.
Yeah.
I love that it's all women. I'm so excited about it. It looks hysterical.
I think it's really great that they're doing this. I mean, they're really taking on all of the issues in Hollywood right now. You know, like when we had the Oscars and everything was all white, male dominated. You know, it's kind of great to see this huge movie coming out. All right. Women. You know, different shapes and sizes and colors. Like,
I love it. I'm so excited.
It's wonderful.
And it actually looks funny. It actually really does look good. It doesn't look like a cheap, like, let's just do something nostalgic to make money.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
And the fact that Chris Hemsworth is their secretary. I mean, come on.
God, in the preview, he has his shirt on the whole time, but let's...
We can pray.
I will gamble on a $15 movie ticket to go find out.
Yep.
And speaking of shirt off, Baywatch, the movie.
Baywatch.
Well...
Zac Efron has been appearing in promotional photos.
Are they promotional or are they just like, they look like they're just like someone.
Somebody snapping.
Snuck a shot in there. Yeah. He looks great.
Ridiculous.
His body is banging.
Yeah.
It's not right.
And it's hilarious because the movie's getting flack simply because his bathing suit is not short enough.
I know, you told me that, and that's why I got really excited when I saw a recent shot of him in these shorts, but underneath the shorts, like, they're kind of like knee-length, like, board shorts, but they're kind of sagging on him a little bit,
uh-huh.
And you can see that he has a American flag Speedo underneath.
We can only pray. We can only pray.
And The Rock? Forget it. Oh my God, I can't. I'm so excited.
It looks, I mean, talk about gambling on a movie ticket.
Can we go at midnight on the Thursday before it comes out? Okay.
Yes.
I might need my own seat. I might need to sit away from everybody. And speaking of nostalgia, the Pee Wee Herman movie.
Speaking about sitting alone in a movie theater.
Oh, good one. Good one. Oh. I didn't even think about that. Good for you.
Oh.
Good for you, Pee Wee. Yeah, the Pee Wee on Holiday or something?
Pee Wee's Holiday
Adventure or something like that. It's coming to Netflix. By the time you're hearing this, it may already be released.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's crazy. I mean, I was just reading. This is like the first time since like 1991 that he's made any kind of big appearance as Pee Wee Herman.
Well, he did that Broadway show, which was awesome.
I mean, like broad.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Broadway's broad, but.
Right. I loved the Broadway show he did. It was so funny, and it bothers me a little bit because I feel like, I mean, I can't imagine going to a movie theater and partaking in myself like that. But I feel like, what are those theaters for?
Yeah.
Nobody goes to watch the storyline.
If that's your thing.
Whatever blows your skirt up, you know? I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I can't believe, I mean, he's so good, and the character of Pee-wee's so great, and... I mean, I guess it's just because it was, I guess, kind of geared towards kids. I don't know. I just feel bad that, and I was really young then too, so I don't really remember, but.
But he has an established fan base.
For sure.
And people want to see it, you know, and it's time.
And my other boyfriend, Joe Manganiello, is in this one.
Oh, he is? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mr. Sofia Vergara is in this. You haven't seen the preview?
The werewolf. I haven't, I guess.
Go check it out.
I did.
You'll have to check it out. You'll have to check it out. I'm really... really excited. So we've got to go see Ghostbusters. We've got to see Pee-wee and the Baywatch movie. We'll make a girls' night and go see Baywatch.
We have to.
It's like the new Magic Mike, which I tried to watch for the first time last night, and I just could not get into it.
I couldn't either.
I heard a lot of... It was the second one. I haven't seen the first one, but I heard a lot of great things about the second one. Like, everyone was like, it's just a really fun time. And so I put it on. It was on HBO or Netflix. Yeah. I can't remember. And I'm watching it. I'm like, my God, it's taking a long time for anyone to take their shirt off. Jesus. Like, where's the fun start? So I ended up turning it off. I was like, this is not...
Well, the first one, they attempted, like, a storyline. The second one was just...
Right. Gratuitous.
Just gratuitous shows.
Right. Well, I love a good gratuitous movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Why not? Just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Spice World. I can't get enough. Yeah. Did you like Spice World?
Are you kidding?
Okay, good.
There are pictures
of me... I wouldn't be sitting here right now, I guess, if you didn't.
As... Posh Spice.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Because you're a miserable bitch.
Well, obviously.
I love it. What's your favorite guilty pleasure movie? What's your favorite guilty pleasure movie?
Oh, my God. Put me on the spot here. I don't know.
I love...
Birdcage, probably.
Oh, Birdcage is good. I always love A Christmas Story. And I don't know if that's like a guilty pleasure, but like... I don't know. Maybe it's a little corny because at Christmas time it's on repeat 24/7, but... Like, I still have the DVD, and I'll, like...
Oh, really?
Watch it. I'll get angry if for some reason I'm too busy at Christmas to watch it, and, like, be like, I'm watching it for New Year's! Everybody leave me alone! Yeah. I love it.
So you're watching on Netflix that Sense8 show, right?
Yes, I just finished it. It's so good.
Yeah.
That too is also a little gratuitous, which bothers me because there was some sex scenes in it that are like really like just a little much. And those kind of things bother me when it doesn't service the story. Like, it's just for the sake of being a little too much.
Explicit.
Yeah. But the story is so good that I was like, I'll keep watching. The story is really good. And it's shot so cinematically. And I'm really, really excited for season two, which is supposed to be out in August.
Well, I mean, because that's the Wachowski...
Right.
Brothers.
Sisters.
I still want to say brothers, but now they're officially sisters.
So they're the directors, the creators of The Matrix?
The Matrix.
Did they create
trilogy.
The Matrix?
Yeah, it was their idea.
Well, Sense8 is kind of similar to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
A little sci-fi, a little like your mind is blown a little bit like, oh, wait a minute. But apparently, you know, one of them came out as transgender
a while ago.
Yeah, a while back. And then apparently now the other brother...
Yeah.
Is now coming out saying he's a sister.
Yeah.
But I read quickly, I don't know much about this, but I read quickly that he wasn't coming out on his own terms. It was because he was I don't want to say blackmailed, but he was being told by a publication that they were going to out him if he didn't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I have to do some research on that.
I'm curious. We'll have to find out some more information and do proper reporting. Is that what we do here?
We're investigative journalists.
Let me just, I guess it's too late to preface, but we are not a credible news source. I will just put that out. Come here for your news source.
We're solely gossip. Yeah, we just started watching that, the drug show. Oh my God.
I don't know it.
Narcos. We just started watching Narcos.
What do you think?
About Pablo Escobar. I'm interested to see where it goes. Because it's one of those shows kind of like Boardwalk Empire where they're dealing with historical figures, but they're weaving in like fictional characters.
Okay.
But it gives a really cool sense of where the entire like cocaine epidemic started and it started in Miami. And it's kind of cool to watch just for historical reasons. Like, they even show like real newscasts and real interviews with real people.
Yes, I heard of this. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check that one out. Is it like violent and...
Yes.
Uh-huh. We were watching Vinyl.
Uh-huh.
Which our good friend Emily's on.
Yes.
And I don't know if I'll go back. I watched the premiere episode, which was like 2 hours or something. It was like a movie.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was a little slow. My understanding is that it doesn't continue like that, but I'm like,
Yeah, it's always hard to judge by the first episode.
I guess I have to go back to watch because Emily's on it, but...
Well, yeah, obviously.
Again.
Gotta support.
I bet it'll be good, too. Plus, I love Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
Although he looks a lot different to me.
I'll get around to watching.
Yeah. You'll put it on your queue. You'll send in Anna Green Gables to Netflix and ask for this one, Vinyl.
It's still on the DVR list there. I keep hitting Chopped first, and then...
You're going to get to it. You just want to see what happens on Chopped.
We're getting to it. I know.
Like, House Hunters, yeah.
Fixer Upper.
I love those
shows.
My show. What's the one with the girl who... she's blonde, she looks a little white trashy, and she takes
Nicole,
a house...
The Rehab Addict.
Yes, Rehab Addict. I love that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And she restores the old houses to their morning glory.
I love that because I just get so frustrated when perfectly good buildings are knocked down and they don't need to be. And she goes in and completely takes something that you would think is going to fall over any second and rebuilds
it. Right, makes it gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Right.
In fact, my mother, this is a weird side tangent, there was a beautiful hotel.
That's my new drag name.
Side tangent.
Come on, side tangent.
Side tangent. So my mother, in St. Petersburg, there was this famous old hotel out on the beach that was completely built out of wood from like the 1800s. And it was just recently demolished. And this company came in and took up all of the wood and is now selling it. My mother was at the lumber yard because my family's in the lumber business. So they knew them and they went right there. And she bought some floorboards and is going to redo some of her floor with that wood.
Oh, that's cool.
So like a piece of that hotel is in her house.
I hope it's not haunted.
Oh my God.
She should shage that shit before she does it.
She needs to call the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. You guys guys are ever in New York, come on over to see me. We do, right now, our brunch show, the House of Mimosa brunch show, is held on Saturdays at Boxers in Hell's Kitchen, which is fun. It's a lot of good-looking people of the LGBT persuasion. And families, too. It's really funny because this is the...
And families.
Well, this is the first real, like... gay bar that we've ever done brunch at, you know?
Well, that's what's so interesting about it. It's not like a restaurant. Like,
but they serve good food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, not like...
Nobody,
you know,
says, like, oh, we're going to dinner tonight. Let's go to Boxers.
Right, exactly, yeah. Right. And so it's real chill, and we, you know, hand out drinks and sit down with people and do a set in the middle, and it's a real chill, fun, good time. And then Sunday, we do our big brunch show at Kitchen Restaurant, which is a good time.
That's like your main stage. That's,
yeah, oh my God, we've been there.
That how many years?
3.5 years we've been there. Oh, my God. Long time. We love it, though, over there. It's a good time, and people know they can come and see us there, and it's just a fun time. And everybody's welcome. Everyone. Bring your parents. Bring your grandkids. I don't care. Whoever. Come. Bring whoever.
You've had everybody.
We have. We really have. We've had these kids following us. They have gay dads, you know, gay daddies.
Oh,
which is nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. But they, Lucas and Olivia, they've been coming to see us since they were like swaddled
in Astoria, right?
In Astoria, they used to come see us in Astoria back in the day, and they followed us all along. And now they're like, God, 6 or 7 years old now.
They have like choreographed routines now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, well, they both take dance together, little Lucas and Olivia, and they're on commercials too. If you watch Hulu. I see their commercials all the time. They're going to be stars. Oh, my God. They're gorgeous. And
we came to one of your brunches, and they brought those kids, and they did a full routine to Vogue.
Yes, they sure did.
And killed it. I mean, had everyone on their feet.
Well, this is the thing. This is the exact thing that Christians have a problem with, I think, with gay parenting.
But it was such a celebration.
Yeah, I'm joking.
You know,
I'm joking.
It's really cool that, like, to those kids... What you are doing is just part of their life. Like, it's just completely normal.
I love that.
I think that's so encouraging.
Well, we get messages all the time since we're getting
to have a tender moment.
I know, to have a little tender moment. We do get families at our brunch, and a lot of times it'll be a young person who's bringing their parents, and they'll say afterwards, we'll get a message from them saying, thank you so much for being something that's part of our community that I could bring my family to and feel safe about it. And vice versa. We've done weddings, gay and straight, where, you know, the bride or the groom, one of them will be like, my family's really conservative, so I'm really nervous. And then afterwards, those conservative family members come up and say, you've blown our mind and you've changed our mind and this is amazing and thank you for making this such a unique and special day. And it's mostly the money, but also for those reasons that I do what I do, you know?
Well, of course.
It feels good because I feel like growing up like the little gay boy in a really small village.
Reading Vogue under the covers.
No, well, I didn't even know that existed. That was not part of my world. There was no sort of gay culture growing up for me. And I felt very alone, very isolated because of that. Whether I actually was or wasn't. I just felt very isolated because I was like, nobody is like me. There's no one out there that I can relate to or that I feel could relate to me or has the same interests as me. And, you know, it feels good to have these like young kids bringing their parents or gay couples bringing their grandparents or, you know, it's cool. It's really cool.
Well, next week on Oprah.
I know.
Sorry. We got sidetracked.
It's really hard for me not to talk about me.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, my God.
Thank you guys for being with us.
It's been fun.
It's been fun. It's been real, but it hasn't been real fun. And please make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening to us. I know right now you might be listening to us on the House of Mimosa channel on iTunes, but we will be coming to you soon from our very own channel, so be on the lookout for that. And go ahead and rate us, write a little review, share us with your friends online. It means a lot to us. You can find me on all the social medias, Anita Buffum, and of course you can find Maxie here on Instagram and on Facebook as Max Blowers, spelled like blowers.
Spelled like blowers.
I love it.
That's me.
Well, we'll see you next time, guys.